يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن وله وبعد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our reminder today, inshallah, about the glories of Quran, عظمه القران. I recited Surah Al-Qamar, the chapter of the moon, and Al-Qamar, the word of Al-Qamar, end with the ra, and all the verses of the surah end with the ra. This is the azama. No one can create a similar Quran. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged all mankind and the jinn. كل إن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهير. سورة القمر has 55 verses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat the verse to warn people. فكيف كان عذابي ونذر. Allah mentioned 5 different nations in this surah. قوم نوح, قوم عاد, قوم ثمود, قوم لوط, and قوم فرعون. And this is the most strong nations ever. Subhanallah. قوم نوح, the longest time. قوم ثمود, قوم عاد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about قوم عاد, they were very strong, very educated people, and they used their knowledge to build their houses in very strong way. ثمود, similar. فرعون, لوط, also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about these different nations, how Allah destroyed them in very short verses. For example, قوم سيدنا نوح, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them by water. Even water, it's a main purpose for life. وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي. We made out of the water all the lives. But Allah used it to destroy somebody. And we have to be careful when we deal with Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't say, you know, Alhamdulillah, we are good. We are saved. You do not know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish some people. And this is, you know, for him, there is no purposes. There is no reasons for that. Because he is the source, the main source of all purposes, Almighty Allah. Say la ilaha illallah. Allah, subhanallah, how Allah saved Prophet Nuh and his followers, you know, by the wood and the nails. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. You know, some wood with some nails, and he created the ship, and Allah saved him and his followers. And also, you know, subhanallah, don't ask how. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to destroy them. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. We opened the skies with the, you know, very strong rain. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. And we let the earth, let the water comes out of the land. فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ. And the water was gathered for the purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. And just we need to put our trust in Allah, and really we will be saved. This is the point. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat so many times, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرٍ. After each story, Allah gave us, you know, the warning. You know, how was my punishment? And to warn people about the previous nations, to be careful not to follow the same path that they had. because the consequences, it will be same. It's much easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. If somebody disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will destroy him or her. And nothing will be difficult for Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah repeat, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ four times. We have made reciting Quran and understand the Quran easy for everybody. And don't excuse yourself because you are not Arab and you are not able to recite Quran. No. Allah repeated four times. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. There is anyone really ready to learn Quran? And Allah did not mention any nationality or any tongue. All of us are same on front of the responsibility toward Quran. All of us are able to learn Quran, to understand the interpretation of Quran. Don't find excuse for yourself or your family members or your children. Take advantage. You know, just put your trust in Allah and start. With any way that you prefer, it's okay. But we have to start. We have to start from yesterday, not from today, not tomorrow. And trust me, wallahi, you will enjoy your life. When you start, subhanAllah, because we are in need for Allah's help. Why we run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why we really try to act that we have self-sufficient? Alhamdulillah, we are rich, we are educated, and what? What else? SubhanAllah, we have to bow, we have to prostrate ourselves, we have to put our forehead on the floor, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفْعَ. Whosoever humiliate himself or herself for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate him and her. This is the point. Just I will conclude my reminder today, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manage the surah, the chapters of Quran. We end up Surah Al-Qamar with a good condition of believers. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ. Indeed, pious and righteous in rivers and paradise. في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر الرحمن. من هو المليك المقتدر؟ المليك المقتدر هو الرحمن سبحانه وتعالى. And this is the way to connect between the chapters of Quran without بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, to give you a new meaning, a new way of interpretation. Now you're describing Allah سبحانه وتعالى المليك المقتدر الرحمن. Three different attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. المليك المقتدر الرحمن. المليك means the owner of the heavens and the earth and whatever between them. الملك المليك. المقتدر, Almighty Allah, the one who is able to do whatever he wants. مقتدر, he has ability. الرحمن, what? The most significant or the most merciful. He is the owner and he is able to destroy everything, but he is Ar-Rahman. You know, just to give us a clear idea. When you are able to do something and you can do it, but remember, when you forgive and forget, and this is much better. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be able to punish, but you will not do that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to learn from Quran. We need to learn the verses of the Quran and the meaning of the Quran to enjoy our life, to educate ourselves, our children, how to live with the Quran, a unique life like Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. نسألك يا الله يا واحد يا أحد يا فرد يا صمد يا من لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. نسألك ألا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وعمل صالح مبرور. وتجارة لن تبور، وقر أعيننا في جميع الأمور برحمتك يا رحيم يا غفور. جزاكم الله خيرا، تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.